Blog Talk Radio.
Just try to keep the appearances. Yep, you'll be mad when you get what you don't have. But you don't go away for the day like a nomad.
Welcome to How's New York with New York real estate attorney Robert Howe. Tonight we're talking about local relief efforts for the victims of Hurricane Sandy. We're joined by Frankie Mara and Jason McDermott of the Poor House. Stay tuned for Bob. Multitude of topics, including real estate, community, politics, and any hot topics of the day. We are broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York, to a potential audience stretching from Longyearbyen, Norway, to Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, thanks to the power of Blog Talk Radio. I'm here with my executive producer, Jason Versace of Rising Tide Marketing. We have as our guest tonight two folks, Jason McDermott of the Poor House and Frankie Mara, famous band leader in Bay Ridge. And we are going to talk about the topic of various drives that are going on within the Bay Ridge community to help the victims of Hurricane Sandy as well as the latest nor'easter that this area has suffered. We have on the line with us right now Frankie Mara. Hello, Frankie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob.
Frankie, you know, Bay Ridge has always been known as a tight-knit community. We find ourselves, however, in this situation of really having to pull it together for the victims of the hurricane. I mean, we have experienced catastrophic devastation, which really is beyond any of our experience or ability to appreciate, except that we know that it's horrible, people out there are hurting, and that we have to do something. And Bay Ridge, once again, proudly is rising up to meet the needs of all of those people. Tell me a little bit about what you see some of the needs out there to be, and how are some of the Bay Ridge people and groups responding to those needs?
Well, Bob, unlike a lot of other benefits that I'm involved in, and usually they involve the community itself hurting, like Bay Ridge, and it's not that Bay Ridge didn't get hit by the hurricane, but there are areas outside of Bay Ridge, really, that really got hit. Down in Red Hook, our neighbors out in Garrison Beach, Coney Island, Brighton Beach, Manhattan Beach, our neighbors in Staten Island, which many of them are former Bay Ridge, Brooklyn residents. And, of course, Breezy Point's got a connection. Breezy Point and Rockaways has a connection to Bay Ridge. A lot of people have summer homes. The Longs had some homes there devastated by it. So, you know, if we didn't have a connection to these neighborhoods, we'd still help out, but we have a connection. It's almost like a thread to Bay Ridge. And I sat there that night in my home and saw the devastation on TV, and the thing that came to me is, you know, people are messaging me, are you okay? I'm okay. But my town is in ruins. My community, which includes Garrison Beach, Red Hook. I mean, these are places I go down to Red Hook to shop at Fairway. I go out to Breezy Point. I go to Garrison. These my town's in ruins. It's torn apart, and it hurts. And you know, you don't know what to do. And a benefit, I saw a lot of people doing stuff, and the poorhouse has just been in the forefront of doing things. And Jason will be on with you guys in a little while. You don't know what to do. So I wasn't going to do anything except make donations, see where I could help out. And my music friends were messaging me like crazy, saying, Frankie, we have to do something. And it was prompted by my music friends. That's why the benefit that I'm going to be holding at the Salty Dog on November 18th, Sunday, it's called Bay Ridge Music Cares, because the musicians said, what can we do? And the way we can do it is we can attract a whole bunch of people down to the Salty Dog, raise some money, raise some supplies and goods. And we've got some other things in store what we want to do. So, you know, maybe reconnect people to some real estate, or a lot of people lost pets or have pets and they can't take care of them because they lost their house. And maybe we can line up some pets with and find homes for those pets. So we've got a number of things that I'm working on. I've never worked on a benefit like this where there's different elements involved.
Right. You know, it's interesting, Frank, you do point out, you know, most of the benefits that have been run in Bay Ridge, whether for a parade or thankfully what you did for myself and the families on 81st Street, were all Bay Ridge-centered events. Now we have the opportunity to look at, to say, geez, you know, we survived okay, but our friends and family and neighbors are hurting. Let's do something for them. I think that's a tribute, really, to the community. It's easy enough to help yourself. That's almost a natural. But then to take that next step and help people that are maybe one level away from you, you know, that's really a tribute, I think, to our community.
Absolutely, Bob. You know, when my kids were small, they cry. These people who lost their homes and are displaced, their kids cry the same as my kids. And what we're trying to do is, you know, when you see a kid and a family displaced, you kind of think it's not, thank God it's not you, but then you have to look forward and say, how awful, what can I do to help this family? Because hopefully if I was put in that position, somebody would help me. So it's a great community that, you know, all I have to do is put something out there, and I have people, we have 100-some people already from Facebook that are attending. I think we're going to draw 300 to 400 people there, and we could help place 2-3 people in our apartment or some pets, or make a kid happy and have toys at Christmas time. Because, you know, Bob, kids, they're displaced, and they may be staying over a relative's house, and they may be with their cousins and having fun, and, you know, this is a new thing. And that's what kids do. They adjust very well. But come Christmas time, if they're still not in their home, I ask people to bring some toys, because kids don't understand that there might be a different Christmas this year. So my heart goes out to those kids that we need to maybe get some toys and have them at least enjoy some of the elements of Christmas.
So, Frank, tell me, what your benefit on November 18th at the Greenhouse, Salty Dog.
Salty Dog.
I'm getting my benefit places confused. because there are so many, actually, and that's kind of a good thing.
Yes.
Are you asking people to bring things and or make a contribution?
Exactly. You know, I did a little research. You know, my musician friends were going, so when are you posting? And it's quite different, Bob. You know, when I raise money for the Memorial Day Parade, I know exactly who to give the money to. And the parade is paid for. And, you know, in the case of the four families, we divided up. It was kind of easy to do that. This is a little difficult. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to divvy up all the supplies and money and everything that we get between the three communities that are tied closely to Brooklyn. Brooklyn, which will encompass Red Hook, Garrison Beach, Coney Island, Seagate, Manhattan Beach, Staten Island, which a lot of people, you know, are hurting over there, and Breezy Point. So we're going to try to divvy up three ways in some sort of way. And what I'm asking the community to do is I'd like you know, cash is always great. It pays for things. Gift cards are great. It helps somebody who's lost, who don't have any clothes, to go someplace and get buy some clothes for the kids. Gift cards and cash are great, and checks. And I have three organizations that checks could be written out to. I'm going to have checks written out to either the Breezy Point Co-op Disaster Relief Fund, the Brooklyn Recovery Fund, or the Staten Island Tower to Tunnel to Towers Hurricane Sandy Fund. And people who come and want to give a check, they could write a check to one of those, or they could write three checks, one to each, and divvy up the money. And I'm also asking for supplies, baby needs, diapers, baby food, pet food, cleaning products right now. Rob Long, I asked Rob Long. I was at the Pioneers dinner for the 30th Avenue Merchants Association, which you hosted fantastic, and raised the money for the Hurricane Sandy victims. I asked Rob Long, what do they need, because he knows firsthand. So it may change a little from now till the benefit. I mean, they may get loads of cleaning products and not need cleaning products, but right now we're asking for baby needs, pet food. We're asking for toys. And if we're asking for a $20 donation or gift cards or something, whatever we can do to help. And the Salty Dog's been great. They're going to rent some trucks to get the stuff out Monday to all three areas. And it's just great to how the community once again comes together, and the musicians are happy to help out. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, they're an integral part of all of the benefits. And, from a community standpoint, we really appreciate that. You know, they are the, the foundation of all of the benefits. And I know you have a big head as it is, Frankie, but let me give you a little bigger head. You know, while this was all going on, and, you know, people were saying, well, I'm going to try to help, I want to donate, you know, Red Cross, this, that, or the other thing. What came across my mind a lot of times was, what the heck is Frankie doing? And sure enough, you know, it's almost a given that, you know, in some sort of a disaster.
You know what, a lot of musicians said the same thing, so you must be a hidden musician somewhere, Bob.
I'm a pretty good tapper, you know, and hummer, and shower singer, but beyond that.
But, you know, you're right, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know, you know, if you raise, in the past for the Memorial Day Parade, $25,000, it's a drop in the bucket to what these people need, and then you feel helpless. But what we're going to do, Bob, I've got a lady that's going to be there that day, and in the side room at the Salty Dog, people can come, because I had a few people the other day come up to me and say, could you take my dog? Do you like dogs? I don't have a place for them. Would you like a white Labrador or something? So we're going to have a woman from who's very well experienced at from the ASPCA and Humane Society for Dogs, and people can come, and they bring a picture of their dog, and she might find homes for the dogs. I'm also trying to get some real estate guys. I realize that right now apartments are very scarce.
Exactly.
But if I can place one person in an apartment, or if I can network one or two people with another person that's got a room for that they could put somebody up in, or two rooms, or an apartment that's going to be vacant. So we'll have a networking room where we can have people answer questions or help people off to the side of the Salty Dog. So it's kind of a different benefit than I'm used to throwing, and I don't know how it's going to turn out, the networking part, but I'm trying, and I think it's just important that people know that sometimes, even though some elected officials, but the elected officials in this case have been fantastic, but the agencies, Con Ed and all, have forgotten people, and sometimes the press even forgets people. We haven't forgotten them. And that's a nice, you know, Bob, when you, and you know better than probably most people, when something has been devastating has happened to you, it's very comforting to see neighbors, friends, family say, you know what, I'm going to do something. We don't forget about people. We don't leave anybody behind. And, you know, when we walk on this journey, we don't bump people out of the way. and we don't close the door on the next person. We actually try to pull them through if they need help. And that's how I live my life. And I tell you, Bob, if I could put my head on the pillow every night and know I've done whatever I can, used any resources I have or skills or whatever I have and helped somebody out, it's a good feeling to put your head on the pillow that night and know that you did what you can do.
Absolutely. Frankie, one favor I have to ask you. Don't let my daughters in that side room to adopt a dog. We actually, not me, but my daughter Brianne, who you're too fond of, actually adopted a dog that was rescued from the storm yesterday.
Bob, I can't promise anything. I just can't promise anything. So you might have another pal going home with you Sunday. But listen, you know what? I'm just trying to help people, pets, and it'd be great to see you. And by the way, while I have you, happy birthday to the very, very lovely Lady Di, and I hope to see you later on.
I hope to see you guys later on. We're having a couple-day celebration for her in her honor.
Oh, she's just great. You're a very lucky man.
Can you hang with us for a while we bring Jason
sure,
on?
Sure, sure.
All right, Jason, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going, Bob?
We're doing great. We're chatting with Frankie Maurer. Frankie, of course, is the dean of organizing charitable functions in Bay Ridge. But you know, the poorhouse guys, I always say, are going to give him a run for his money. You need a bigger place where you are, and then you and Frankie will be on a par. But you know, that kind of challenge, that kind of competition is great in Bay Ridge because you're both doing something. You're both doing wonderful work, both in and out of the community. And Jason, before you came on, Frankie and I were talking about what the difference in this kind of affair is going to be. And Frankie pointed out that, you know, in the past we've done events for people in the community. Now, fortunately, Bay Ridge has pretty much been spared from any sort of devastation, and we're able now to focus on our neighbors, you know, the Rockaways, Staten Island, Jersey Shore, you know, people like that. And our focus now, rather than inward, is now outward. So it's a little different there. But tell us what the poorhouse is doing now in terms of Hurricane Sandy relief.
Okay, well, when the storm hit, basically the next day, Ian Evers, myself, and James Whiffen came together, and Ian had a group called Viking Love. And what we did was we basically joined forces, even though Ian's a brother and works with us at the bar, and we were part of his Viking Love thing. We were doing one thing, he was doing something, and we came together, and we immediately it was basically a call to action. The hurricane happened, and we had to get up and do something. So the first thing that we did was we made plans to rent a U-Haul. So Ian went over and got a U-Haul on Wednesday. We already were getting donations that Tuesday night after the hurricane hit. By the end of the night, the bar was half full with clothing and other items. And basically what we were doing was we were going to provide this U-Haul to get items out to people that weren't able to get anything from anybody else. And at that time, the hurricane just happened and everything was starting to settle, that we really didn't know what people needed and what they didn't. So there was an abundance of clothes. So we got clothes out to Breezy, Rockaway, Gerritsen, Staten Island. And we actually had so much that we had to have the National Guard come and pick up from us as well to take out to these other places. So we basically just been using, we've been just going out and trying to find areas that people aren't able to be reached by, like FEMA or Red Cross, and just trying to get in deep. Like we were in New Dorp Beach, and we were able to get to a small makeshift campsite with Stephen Mark, Pastor Stephen Martinez and the Movement Church out in Staten Island on this one street. I don't want to give the street away. And we were able to go over there, rip open a U-Haul with about $2,500 worth in toiletries from a fundraiser we have on Thursday night just to get this going, because we knew there was an abundance of clothing. So we moved, we shifted our gears over to doing more of getting toiletries, supplies, tools. If it was clothing, it was winter clothes, it was hats, scarves, stuff of that nature. We've also been providing a construction team that's basically been going out and doing demo and pumping water out of people's houses, and at the same time going around to other bars and restaurants and picking up what they need and taking it out to places as well. This is, since the storm hit, this has been going on. We haven't stopped, and we don't plan on stopping anytime soon. I do have Ian with us. He's our fearless Viking leader, and I'd like him to share some things with you guys because he's on the front lines with everything, just like we are. We're all together, and we really look to him. He's really our leader, and he's like a big brother to me, and he's really been a huge part of what goes on right now. And to be honest with you, I don't know if we'd be able to do half the things we have to do if it wasn't for Ian. But I'd like to put Ian on the phone with you for a little bit.
Quickly what his organization does. And
The Poorhouse is Viking Love. What we're doing right now is Viking Love NYC. That's the umbrella we're under. It just so happens that me and James are partners of the Poorhouse, but it's really this Viking Love NYC that we're doing stuff together with. So even though our headquarters are in the Poorhouse, and we are, most of us work in the Poorhouse, own the Poorhouse, frequent the Poorhouse, or whatnot, we've been working with a lot of people in the community, but really we're considered Viking Love NYC. That's really what we fall under, and that's our group. And it's a great group, and it's a bunch of misfits that have come together. And I'll tell you, Bob, you know, we truly believe Bay Ridge was spared so we could be the people to stand up and do something for these other communities that are in need. And we're all amazed by all the other communities that have come forward besides Bay Ridge to bring stuff down to help other communities. And I can tell you I'm amazed by the spirit of the people when we get out there and we see these people, because these people that are out in the street or in shelters or whatever, they're the true heroes, because they're the ones that still have the strength to go on during all this. We're just able to get out there to give these people things they need. But if you don't mind, I'd like to put Ian on for a minute with you guys.
Yeah.
I think it's real important you talk with Ian. Here's Ian Evers.
Perfect.
How are you, sir?
We're doing great, Ian. Well, you're doing great, actually. Tell us briefly what Viking Love is, and then I'm going to ask both Ian and Frankie maybe to give us their perception of what the people's needs are today, 2 weeks after the hurricane. But Ian, tell us a little bit about Viking Love, and then tell us some of the needs that you perceive that people need today, 2 weeks after, you know, the event.
You got it, sir. First, I'd like to say to Frankie, thank you so much. He's an outstanding guy, and a lot of what he said before is 100% true, concerning apartments especially. We've had a lot of people that need places to stay, and we've asked people around to hit some houses that are on sale, people trying to sell their homes. Maybe they can take the home off the market a little bit and let people move in for a few months, you know? The other thing is, maybe try to get some of these realtors to offer short-term leases, because they're trying to make these people stay for 2 years and a year. And now you have a family that's trying to pay a mortgage and a rent, you know, and they got to pay maybe $6,000 or $8,000 right out of their pocket right away just to move into an apartment, and that's pretty rough. Frankie was right about that. I just wanted to address that real quick.
Yeah, no, housing is probably one of the most immediate needs right now.
Absolutely.
Ian, tell us quickly about Viking Love.
Viking Love, my friend Christopher Qualbin and I started it, and the idea was basically to take everybody we knew and database everybody. Everybody has talents and everybody has skills and their employment, and if we could database everybody and be able to address the needs of any family, especially special needs families, families might need a ramp built onto the house, so we were going to try to get construction guys together and build teams to be able to address that, raise some money and help to build these things. Anybody needs help, and, you know, old people need help in their house with electrical stuff, we're going to try to get together, you know, electricians and go over there and address these situations. It was just about getting a lot of friends together and being able to get contacts and database everybody, and whatever anybody ever needed, if they approached us anytime, we'd be able to get a team together and address it immediately. That was the whole idea of it. And now with the hurricane, it's become outside of Bay Ridge thing, you know, and we're all too happy to, you know, turn this up into another level and get out there and get face-to-face with families and, you know, address all their needs right away.
Yeah, well, you got your wish multiplied by 100,000, actually, and I'm sure you're doing, you know, you'll do as best as you can, and people will be so appreciative of whatever help you can give them. Frankie, are you still with us?
Yes, Bob. I'm Eddie, and I dropped off some clothes down about 2 weeks ago. I had a fan actually sending over Jack Daniels at a record pace to me while I didn't even know who the fan was, but he was a nice guy. But, you know, you talk about competition. These guys from the Poorhouse, I mean, that's all you saw the first few days was the Poorhouse stepping up. And like I said, while I was sitting there not knowing what to do, and my music friends were actually saying, what could we do? These guys were loading trucks, like you said, and getting into the nooks and crannies of these neighborhoods. And I believe Ian and Jason, I'm probably around 20-something years older than you, different generation. And, Bob, this is the generation that's going to take the torch, and it makes me feel really well. I mean, down the road, somebody else is going to have to raise money for the veterans. Somebody else is going to have to take over the St. Patrick's Parade. And these fundraisers, these kids, and Ian's a kid. He's a big guy, but he's a kid. To me and you, these guys are going to take over the torch in Bay Ridge, and it's a real nice comfort feeling knowing that these guys, I wasn't doing this at their age, and these guys are doing it, and that's what really makes it just proud. And the generations get a bum rap, and say, oh, the future of this country, the future of this town, the future of this city, these guys are the future, and they're getting into nooks and crannies and bringing supplies, and they're proactive in doing it. My hat's off to these guys. You know, I may have been around a long time, but I can't load trucks like them. I can't get into the nooks and crannies anymore, and it's just great. And they're having a benefit this Sunday that I know Jason and Ian are going to talk about. And I encourage everybody to go there. I'm actually playing at a benefit at St. John's Church for Brooklyn One. I'm going to do a half-an-hour set. I'm going to try to get down to the Poorhouse. And hopefully these guys can come over the following Sunday, because we're going to need trucks. And we do have George buying some renting some trucks to get some supplies. But this is what this community is about. And if we're leaving the country in the hands of this next generation, it's in really good hands, because these kids are, you know, I'd be proud to be their parent any day. This is the right direction that we're going in.
Yeah, you make a good point, Frankie. I don't think benefits were on our radar when we were in our 20-somethings.
No, we didn't have what we have yet. Something's happening with the weather, and whether it's a political thing, but you know what? In the words Bob Dylan once said, something's happening and we don't know what it is. So
right.
We've got to, you know, build a little bit better, be a little more proactive with maybe the Corps of Army engineers, and we've got to, we've got to address this. We have two storms back to back. This storm, Hurricane Sandy, they've never seen it turn left and go over land. I mean, it's unprecedented. But again, my hat's off to the guys from the Poorhouse. They've been at the forefront of it, and I'm very proud to be part of that community.
Ian or Jason, why don't you tell us what's going on this weekend at the Poorhouse, and what could people bring or do, you know, if they want to get involved?
Okay. This Sunday was originally our autism benefit that we do once a year. This was going to be our fifth annual autism benefit with the Path Family Center, and they're really cutting edge as far as treatment with autism. We've been doing it with them for years, and they're family to us. And we spoke to them about everything that's gone on with the hurricane, and they insisted that we switch gears and basically turn the fundraiser into funding what we're doing with the Viking Love, and to continue to go out and buy stuff and get to areas that need it and buy tools that are needed to do demo and pumps and generators and buy food for people and warm clothing and keep getting it out there. So we've switched gears. Now the benefit this Sunday is for the Viking Love NYC. And so it's a fundraiser so we can aid these hurricane victims continuously, and there's no end in it. So basically this Sunday from 1 to 8 p.m. at the Poorhouse, 7901 3rd Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, our headquarters, we're going to be having a fundraiser. We're going to have one live band. We'll have a nice gate auction, which is always interesting. 50-50s, raffles. We have a DJ. We're going to have wonderful people from the community there. We know our brethren out in Breezy Point and quite a lot of other areas that we've been in contact with. I just want to tell you one quick story. Last week, we went down with a truckload to Breezy. It was the second, was it on Wednesday or Thursday? It was Wednesday. A truckload. And we drop off all the stuff at St. Thomas More Church in Breezy. And the most amazing thing to me was that a group of Breezy guys, whose town was just destroyed, jumped in a truck because they knew we were heading to Staten Island. So we were coming back to the poorhouse to fill up again and then go to Staten Island. And they got in a truck to come out to help people in Staten Island. And that, to us, that really tells us what, there. You know, we really can believe that there is good in people because these people lost everything and they were ready to help everybody else. So it was just amazing. I mean, the things that we're seeing out there and the we're just overwhelmed by seeing the goodness in people out there. And it's really a good thing that we're not only seeing it in our community, but we're seeing it in communities that are devastated.
Yes, yeah, so sadly, this event has brought this tragic event has brought out a lot of goodness to people, which is a great thing. And I do have to take my hats off to all of you guys, the Frankie and his gang, the Poorhouse gang. You're doing a great thing for Bay Ridge. We're going to ask you we're going to send you a copy of this clip that you were all on and ask you to share it on your Facebook. We're going to share it on our Facebook and social media links, and hopefully in some small way it'll increase what I'm sure will be an overwhelming event on the next two Sundays in Bay Ridge. Frankie, do you have anything to close with?
Well, like I said, what these guys are doing is tremendous. And as you know, Bob, we're moving the St. Patrick's Parade down to Third Avenue, and this year, in 2013, and sitting here, I think we're going to, I'm going to ask the board to dedicate the 2013 parade to the families of Hurricane Sandy and make a special dedication to them and make people aware that no matter if you're from Garrison Beach, you know, they all have their own parades. We're thinking of you. We're helping. We all come together. We're all the same. We're all in the same scheme and plan. We're all in the same game. And so I'm going to ask the board to dedicate the St. Patrick's Bay Ridge Parade in 2013 to the families and people of victims and displaced victims from the Hurricane Sandy.
Great idea. Jason or Ian, any closing comments?
We just hope to see everybody Sunday. Come down and support this our Viking Love fundraiser so we can keep continuing to go out to help people. And everybody just encourage you to go next week to help out Frankie and his benefit. And Frankie, you'll be seeing our faces over there.
I'll be there Sunday to see you before I go to the other thing that I'm doing.
We're going to bring our U-Haul AAA Viking ship, which we rented last Wednesday, and I don't know by the time they might not want it back now if we brought it. They saw what it looked like. But it's all to good use, you know. But that's it, guys. Please come support the Viking Love fundraiser at the Poorhouse. And I just want to give the phone to Ian real quick. Thank you so much, Bob.
Hey, Jason, just a thing. I'm playing tomorrow night at Hunter's, and I will plug the benefit at Hunter's. At the Poorhouse on Sunday, to those fans who will come and see me tomorrow, I'll mention about the benefit as well.
Ian, we got you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Bob, I just want to people need to understand that, like in places like Coney Island, there's still no power in some of those buildings. And, you know, there's older folks and people that are, you know, that can't walk, that are up 30 flights. And it's the people in the churches and the people that are on the front lines that are walking up 30 flights to get food to people like that, get warm, you know, warm clothes and blankets. The people in Newdorf that are basically hiding in their houses, you know, they're afraid to open the door because, you know, people have gotten their houses pushed into and stuff. And, you know, Breezy, there's people working in the weather all day long trying to get their houses right. So this is a long-term effort. This is going to be people, things like this, people run in the first week and everybody wants to be a part of something. You know, but it's guys like Frankie Mara and people like that that are in for the long haul, that are always around, that are always going to try to make sure that things get seen all the way through. And that's what we're about right here with this is, you know, there's going to be families with 6 and 8 kids, like my family, that now they don't have a home. Now they got to find an apartment and pay a mortgage, and they're going to still have to pay to move into it to fix their house up and stuff. So, you know, these things need to be addressed, and we all need to come together for things like that. And this is going to be long haul type thing. You know, we're going to have to go through the holidays. Maybe they originally need to host something and bring these families in so we could take care of them for the holidays. You know what I mean?
Yes, this is something that's not going to be resolved in a week or so. This is a year long, or if not more, you know, program. And thanks to you guys, I'm sure you'll keep it at the forefront of everybody's you know, information. So we appreciate that, and we appreciate the work that you guys do. And in a small way, we hope to get the word out on our end, to support all the good work that we're doing. And we look forward to seeing both of you guys over the next 2 weekends, and appreciate you all on the show.
And Bob, just to let you know how fast everything's moved, we went from collecting clothes to now we're officially a non-for-profit organization, Viking Love. So things have moved real fast in the week. And so when people, you're coming down, you're actually supporting. We're a real entity. We are a non-for-profit corporation, and we will continue to keep working for the people.
Good. Great job, guys. We'll see you all over the weekend. And thank you, Frankie. We are at the end of our show, but, this was a great program and a great effort that you guys are doing. And Bay Ridge appreciates you. And our surrounding communities, I'm sure, all appreciate the great work that you're doing. Thank you, and God bless. Well, this concludes tonight's radio program. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show. And thanks to our guests. We have Frankie Mara, Jason McDermott, and Ian, all from the Poor House and Viking Love, for sharing their insights with us. I think what they told us, just to summarize briefly, is that this is a long-term program, and it's an ever-changing program, and it's a program that we probably should, not forget about any time soon. There's no quick fixes. But these musicians, restaurant owners, tavern owners, bar owners are aware of that, and they will do the best they can to keep up the awareness that we should all have of the devastation that occurred. And it's a long-term problem. It's not a problem that's solved overnight. So thank them for sharing their insights with us. This is How's New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people. Wishing you a good night and a good morning and a good afternoon. I am your host, Robert Howe.